Welcome to News Video Clip. You might remember last week that Republican Family Values President Donald Trump refused to go to his own son's wedding. Trump said he was just too busy to go to Don Jr.'s wedding. But somehow he found the time to go from Washington, D.C. up to New York City to watch Game 3 of the NBA Finals. What was funny, though, was Trump was booed during the national anthem. Let's watch. Whoa, I love that. I'm not even a Knicks fan. I'm a Celtics fan. But congratulations to the Knicks fans for booing that son of a bitch. I gotta give you props. I really do. Alrighty, speaking of Trump, as we all saw yesterday, Trump ran out of an interview with Kristen Welker of Meet the Press because he's a coward. But before he ran out of the interview, she asked him about his promise during the 2024 campaign that he would not start any more new wars. Of course, he's broken that promise by starting his failed war in Iran. And Trump just said, well, I didn't guarantee it. Here's Jennifer Welch, and she's got the video. Let's take a look.
When she asked him about the war, and here's what he had to say. Did no new wars.
I didn't guarantee no war.
I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. No more wars, no more disruptions. We will have prosperity and we will have peace. Under Trump, we will have no more wars, no more disruptions, and we will have prosperity and peace for all. I am the candidate of peace. I am peace.
Okay, he's the candidate of pathological lying, of compulsive lying. That's what he is. He wakes up, he goes to the microphone and lies. This man is a malignant narcissist, and he has been completely transactional with the American people. He lies to them, makes them feel safe enough, offers a little bit of racism in exchange. All the wealth will trickle down. All of the Republicans' greatest hits of pathological lies.
Oh, that is just so perfect. Jennifer Welch of I've Had It, just totally nailing Trump. He is a pathological liar. And it's really amazing just how stupid his voters are. I mean, how come Trump voters are not calling him out on this? How come Trump voters aren't saying, hey, Trump, you said no new wars. What are they so afraid of? They're such cowards. Alrighty, we're going to move on to another election. Actually, we're having primaries in Los Angeles for mayor. And Spencer Pratt, who is the right-wing Republican, has lost. He's in third place, so that means he's not going to the runoff. So Representative Randy Fine, who lives 3,000 miles away in Florida, made the false claim that people in Los Angeles are jumping into garbage dumpsters looking for ballots to use to cheat during this primary election. Let's listen to this fat slob.
So people can just dig through garbage cans, find ballots, and send them in apparently forever after an election is over. It's not okay. It's got to come to an end, and people need to go to jail.
Okay, fat ass, why don't you come and try to put me in jail? I'd love to. Oh my God, I'm begging you. I am fucking begging you. Come for me, Randy Fine. Put me in jail, bitch. And let's not forget, that is the same Randy Fine who last week said he wanted to ban an American-born Muslim from living in America. So Randy Fine is just another AIPAC bot liar. He's a stooge and he's disgusting. Alrighty, finally we have Scott Pelley. And he used to be one of the hosts of 60 Minutes until he was fired last week by Trump stooge and COVID denier Barry Weiss, who is the new head of CBS News. And during an interview with the New York Times, Scott Pelley recalls how Barry Weiss wanted him to lie on the air. Let's watch this interview. It is wild.
countries that are, as we say, crashing, meaning right against the deadline. Our deadline on Sunday is noon. So we work on all of these things. We get the piece approved by everyone. And about 4 hours after our deadline, Barry Weiss sends an email to my boss, Tanya Simon. Two of the things in the email include, can we make the protesters look more violent? Now, I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the quote, but that's what was communicated to me. And the other thing was Renee Good's car. You need to describe her as driving toward the officer. This is not what you see on the video. On the video, you see the officer standing slightly off the front of the car, and you clearly see Miss Good's wheels turned completely as far as they will go away from the officer. But he shoots her in the head, kills her, and says something about her in that moment that I can't repeat in polite company.
All right, so there we go. Scott Pelley of formerly of 60 Minutes giving an amazing interview to the New York Times about Barry Weiss, who's a scumbag liar. She is a Trump stooge who is not qualified to be head of CBS News. She's never worked in TV news journalism. Hell, I have more experience than she does. I worked for NBC News in Washington and Los Angeles. But Barry Weiss has zero. How did she get this job? Because billionaire Larry Ellison and his stooge son, David Ellison, who are both big Trump supporters, they're the ones that put Barry Weiss head of CBS News, even though she is incredibly incompetent. She is a liar, and she has no business in any newsroom, certainly not network level. All righty. We do have links to all these stories right below this video. There's a lot more in that Scott Pelley interview that's really good. And unlike the right-wing podcasters, as you can see, we back up our stories. They sit there and lie like hell. I'm talking about Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore. What a bunch of right-wing lying scumbags. They can't back up anything. We back up everything. Alrighty, if you like this video, please subscribe. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate me, that's cool. Go ahead, just subscribe. And we'll be back later with more stories.